Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We bless God for making it possible for us to see the ninth day of the month of January, year 2022. We give God the glory for his mercy. We give God the glory for his loving kindness over our lives, over our families. Wherever you are, begin to bless the name of the Lord. Glorify him, honor him, lift him up. He's worthy of all praise, worthy to be adored. Worthy to be lifted high. He is the Almighty God. He never fails. He is a God that keeps to his promises. Begin to appreciate him. Begin to worship him. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your purpose. We thank you for your plan. We thank you for what you have done, what you continue to do in our lives. We give you glory. Ala kotebo sentayakata. Limbraku likinde limbruku sitikaya. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Our beloved, if you are joining us for the first time, this is High Voltage Prophetic and Prayer Program. God has been using this program to do a lot in the life of people. God has been using this program to catapult destiny to the next level. God has been using this program to empower prayer altars of people. God has been using this program to do a lot of miracles in the life of people. God has been using this program to heal, to deliver, and to set free. And I know that as you are joining us today, the Almighty God will also touch your life. The Almighty God will also minister to you. The Almighty God will also set you free in the name of Jesus Christ. Every yoke in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. I prophesy into your life, every herbalist, an herbalist altar assigned against your divine elevation, that herbalist altar shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Every battle against your life shall collapse in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you now, you messenger of death, assigned against that sister. I command you to go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. Power that is trying to bury your glory, that power shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. Every enemy that is close to you and is behaving like if he's sympathizing or is even your friend, or is behaving like a brother or behaving like a sister to you, but is an enemy indeed, I pray that that enemy shall be disgraced in the name of Jesus Christ. The Almighty God shall promote your destiny. Every rage of darkness against you shall scatter in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Ghost will minister to your case, and every battle against your destiny shall expire in the name of Jesus Christ. From today, I decree into your life that your life shall experience uncommon favor. There shall be multiple blessings, joy, promotion, unstoppable breakthrough upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. In your case this year, the Holy Ghost will intervene. Heaven will intervene in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm speaking to someone, there shall be good news. God is going to give you a good news that will change your story forever. We are going to celebrate with you because right this month, the angel of blessing shall come into your life, shall come to your abode, shall come into your apartment, shall come into where you live with a letter of congratulatory, with a letter of congratulation in his hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody is about to receive a congratulatory letter. I see somebody moving to the next level with power, with grace, with mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. The green card of that brother is ready. Oh, within the next 3 weeks, God shall release into your hand in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody has been laboring for the past 2 days in the hospital and you have not been able to give birth. Right away, as I'm talking to you right now, the power of God will fall upon you and you will give birth easily in the name of Jesus Christ. There is a strange hand upon someone's head. I command that hand to wither in the name of Jesus Christ. The dowry that your mother collected in the realm of the spirit on your behalf, I set that dowry ablaze in the name of Jesus Christ. Power that have not allowed you to enjoy your husband, power that have not allowed you to enjoy your children, power that have not allowed you to enjoy your marriage, I bury that power alive in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. For his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Oh, for his mercies endure right forever. Amen. Beloved, God will walk into your life. God will minister to your needs. And this year, 2022, is your year of testimony in Jesus' name. I know that God will assist. God will minister to you. And God will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, any power assigned to disgrace me, die in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to disgrace me, in the name of Jesus, any power assigned to disgrace me, in Jesus' name, please say, my star, what are you doing in the prison yard? Get out in the name of Jesus, my star. What are you doing in the prison yard? Get out in the name of Jesus, my star. What are you doing in the prison yard? Get out in Jesus' name, we pray. Say, those that troubles me shall be troubled in the name of Jesus. Those that trouble me shall be troubled in the name of Jesus. Those that trouble me shall be troubled in the name of Jesus. Those that trouble me shall be troubled in Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Pray this next prayer with anger. Say, every altar assigned to plant sickness into my body, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar assigned to plant sickness to my body, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every altar assigned to plant sickness to my body, catch fire in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, I overrule every witchcraft decision taken against my destiny. I overrule every witchcraft decision taken against my destiny in the name of Jesus. I overrule every witchcraft decision taken against my destiny in the name of Jesus. I overrule every witchcraft decision taken against my destiny in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, power of limitation of my father's house, I am not your candidate. Lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Power of limitation of my father's house, I am not your candidate. Lose your hold over my life in the name of Jesus. Power of limitation of my father's house, I am not your candidate. Lose your hold over my life in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, enemy of my divine appointment, in the name of Jesus. Enemy of my divine appointment, in the name of Jesus. Enemy of my divine appointment, in Jesus' name we pray. Every evil visitor visiting me in the night, your time is up. In the name of Jesus. Every evil visitor visiting me in the night, your time is up. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, strangers assigned to oppress me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Strangers assigned to oppress me in the night, in the name of Jesus. Strangers assigned to oppress me in the night, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, environmental oppression, lose your hold over my life. Somebody need to pray this prayer very well, because your child has been crying every night. When you pray very well, that your child will not cry again, because there's an oppression going on. Environmental oppression, in the name of Jesus. Environmental oppression, in the name of Jesus. Environmental oppression, in the name of Jesus. Environmental oppression, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. That's wonderful. The next few days, I'll be considering destiny deliverance. Destiny deliverance. Destiny deliverance. There is a young man in the Bible called Jabesh. The condition of birth of Jabesh affected his life. But when he grew up, he cried unto the Lord. And the Bible says the Lord heard him. A cry unto the Lord to enlarge his coast, the Lord heard him. The Bible says Jabesh was more honorable than his brethren, meaning that Jabesh had been ordained to be great. Jabesh had been ordained to be more honorable than his brethren. Jabesh has been ordained to be higher, even greater than all the members of the family. But he was caged. It was affected. It was altered. And this young man cried unto the Lord, that Father, enlarge my cause. The prayer of Jabesh is what we call destiny deliverance prayers. And that is the kind of prayer we are going to pray. The prayer of Jabesh is a prayer to deliver the prey from the hand of the mighty. And that is the kind of prayer we are going to pray. So I want you to get ready as we go into this destiny deliverance. Listen to me very well. There are prayers you must pray. And immediately you begin to pray these prayers, every yoke and chain, binding and tying down your destiny shall be broken immediately in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me. There are 10 reasons why you must pray this prayer. We are going to pray in this destiny deliverance prayer. There are 10 reasons why you must pray these prayers that we are going to pray now. And when you are praying this prayer, it must be prayed with holy madness. Holy madness. Please listen to me very well. There are 10 major reasons why you must pray the prayers I'm going to give to you now with aggression, with red hot eyes, with holy madness, with enough is enough spirit. What are these 10 reasons? Number one, God has a plan for your life. And that plan must be fulfilled. Don't forget, the enemy is also struggling against that plan. Immediately you were born into the world, the plan of God has been slated that you must fulfill. And there's also contention against your destiny. The Bible says, the sower went to go and sow. Some fell on the wayside. And they were picked by the birds. That seed that fell on the wayside also had a purpose. The purpose of the seed is also to grow. But it was cut up by the way. It was cut up by God. I pray for you. Every witchcraft activity of your father's house that has perched around your destiny or that is looking, searching for your destiny, they shall fall down and die in the name of Jesus Christ. So God has a plan for your life. Number two, right now, you are either in that plan or out of it. As I'm talking to you now, you are either in that plan or out of that plan. That is why it's very important for you to pray these three prayers very well. When I finish praying on the oil or the water you have, you need to anoint your eyes and pray these three prayers very well. These three prayers that I want to give to you to pray will show you whether you are in your destiny arrangement, you are in your destiny as has been ordained by God, whether you are in your ordained destiny plan by God for your life, or you are outside your destiny. How do you know? It's by praying this prayer, because it's only God that can show you. So when I pray on the oil now, you pray this prayer aggressively. The first one is, oh God, show me where I am now. Show me where I am now. You have to pray that prayer aggressively. Immediately I pray on the oil now. Aha, on your own. Take your time and pray this prayer. That prayer I give to you now, spend at least about 5 minutes or 10 minutes on that prayer. Number two prayer that you must pray aggressively. You pray, say, my Father, show me the reason why I was born. Show me the reason why I was born. That is number two. And number three, you pray, say, my Father, show me if I am in your original plan or I have gone out of your plan. This prayer must be prayed aggressively. It will make you to know whether you are outside God's plan or you are inside. And if you are outside, it will make you to pray a prayer of redirection. Pray a prayer that will bring you back to that plan. I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus Christ. That is why I normally recommend this book that was written sometimes ago by our father and the Lord, Dr. D.K. Lukoya. The book is called Who Art Thou? Look for the book, Who Art Thou? And get this book. It will help you a lot. Read it meticulously. Read it very well. You will get details about destiny. And you will understand that a destiny is very important to God. You understand that destiny can be altered right from the womb. You understand why you have to take destiny back to the womb. You understand most of this prayer we are going to pray now. I pray that God will help us. God will assist us in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us take your time now to pray. If you have not given your life to Jesus, I want you to confess your sin unto him. Tell the Lord to show you mercy. Tell the Lord to have mercy upon you. Aha. In Jesus' name we pray. Don't joke with the prayer we are going to pray now. But bring out your oil. Bring out your water. Don't forget those three prayers I give to you. After we have finished our prayers, take your time and pray this prayer. Do it for about 7 days. Spend 30 minutes or 4-5 minutes on each prayer. Pray very aggressively. This kind of prayer is not a prayer you just pray for 1 minute. No. You spend quality time on each of the prayer. Then God take you to the realm of the spirit for you to see what has gone on. Ripa tukatia. Makungogur prekesentia. Pia dukonsatia. I pray right now on the water and the oil in your hand. That oil shall carry power. The water shall carry power. The anointing of the Holy Ghost have entered into the oil and the water. The fire of deliverance shall enter there. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, I want you to really drink that oil a little bit. Aha. You pray now. Say, anything planted into my life when I was a child that is now affecting my destiny, come out of me in the name of Jesus. Anything planted into my life when I was a child that is now contending with my destiny, come out of me, come out of me, come out of me, come out, come out, come out, come out of me. Anything planted into my life when I was a child and is now contending with my destiny, come out, come out. In Jesus' name we pray. Now take the oil and anoint your head. Say, every evil hand that was laid upon my head when I was a child that is affecting my destiny now, lose your power in the name of Jesus. Every evil hand that was laid on my head when I was a child that is affecting my destiny now, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power, lose your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Any evil hand that was laid on my head when I was a child that's affecting my destiny now, lose your power, lose your power in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Oh, wonderful. Look at something is going on there. Look at it. The hair of that brother, the first hair of your head when you are a child was shaved, and that hair was taken somewhere. If you ask your mother, she will tell you where that hair was taken to. It was taken to the shrine. And as I'm talking to you right now, your destiny has been controlled by the idol. That idol in that shrine is more controlling your destiny. You need to go for deliverance quickly. Set that shrine ablaze spiritually and command your destiny and your glory to return back to you. Thank you, Father. Put your oil, put that oil on your chest and pray this prayer very well. Say, evil hand in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand in the affairs of my life, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. If you are joining us for the first time, you just need to learn the kind of prayer I'm praying now. This is what we call primitive prayer, fire for fire prayer, hot aggressive prayer, enough is enough prayer, destiny deliverance prayer. They are not just ordinary prayers. They are prayer that you must be praying with the spirit of, right from the time of John the Baptist, the king of, right from the time of John the Baptist, right from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence and the violent taken by force. It is a prayer for a violent man, violent man, violent woman, violent men, men who want to take charge of their destiny. Pray this prayer. Luku prakata. So when I pray the prayer, you pray it also. Evil hand in the affairs of my destiny, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand in the affairs of my destiny, wither, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. O kagramu sekende lebru kunsete kataya. Now anoint your stomach. The same prayer. Get ready. Say, evil hand in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand in the affairs of my life, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand in the affairs of my life, wither now, wither, 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 wither in the name of Jesus Christ. Evil hand in the affairs of my life, wither, wither, wither in Jesus' name we pray. Anoint your hand, your two hands, and say, strange hand, collecting what belong to me, wither in the name of Jesus. Strange hand collecting what belong to me, wither in the name of Jesus. Strange hand collecting what belong to me, wither. Ripat alakata. Strange hand collecting what belong to me, wither in Jesus mighty name we pray. Anoint your two legs and say, my legs, reject bewitchment this year. My legs, receive the touch of heaven. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Look at something the Lord has done there. I see the chain that tied down a particular brother broken. Yes. I see your money that has been stolen in the realm of the spirit being returned. Yes. Thank you, Father. Yes. Somebody has been expecting a document. They are going to give you that document this week. This week, seven people, we experienced this uncommon testimony. And the testimony is international breakthrough. This week, there are people who have been waiting for their green card. You will get it this week. This week, we have a woman that is listening to me now. You have a property, you have been looking for buyers. Right this week, they will come, they will settle, and everything will be concluded. Don't forget, immediately it is done. Try to appreciate God. Try to also honor God, and God will bless you back. Make sure that you go and touch the building wherever the building is. Lay hands on that building and say this prayer when you get there. If the building is far from you, just get the picture of the building. I'll tell somebody to use to snap it and send it to you. Lay hands on it. And the simple prayer you pray is, the hand of witchcraft on this building, wither. You pray very well. If you pray for about 20 minutes, that prayer alone, the hand of witchcraft on this building, wither, 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 wither. The hand of witchcraft power on this building. Wither, wither, wither. The hand of witchcraft power on this building. Wither, wither, wither. The hand of witchcraft power on this building. That's how you pray. For 20 minutes, you will notice a very mighty touch of power. Leko braka la kutusia. Thank you, Father. I command the darkness that covered the building to be removed. The veil to be removed. Every evil blanket covering that building, I command it to be roasted. In the name of Jesus Christ. Bring out your prayer requests. I told you to bring 12 prayer requests. Heavenly Father, we pray that all these prayer requests shall be answered. The power of God will touch all the requests and there will be testimony. Oh, mighty testimony. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. It is well with you. I can see something happening now. Somebody is here now. You have been looking for the fruit of the womb. Get ready, get ready, get ready, because the angel of the Lord will come with twins, a boy and a girl, and make sure you collect it. Thank you, Father. Make sure you collect them. Thank you, Father. I pray for those who have reached the age of settling down in marriage, but things have not worked. A curse that is working against you is broken now. Embargo of darkness is broken now. The power that tie you down is broken now. And I command you to go and experience marital settlement. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Thank you, Father. This is wonderful. The Lord has done a lot of things, and many things will be done also in Jesus' name. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch with us, just send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. And God bless you as you do that. I fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close, 7th Avenue, First Act Town. And I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. Take time to pray those three prayers I give to you. It is well with you in Jesus' name. Amen.